All right, guys. Hello, and welcome back to DU Locker Room Talks with Mia. And this week, we are joined with the women's soccer team. They are going to be talking to me about their lives outside of soccer, their soccer careers, new updates, this past game, and we're just going to get to know them. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So we are joined by...
Hi, my name is Jocelyn Ramirez. I'm a junior here at Dominican, majoring in marketing with a minor in social media.
Hi, my name is Mia Tao Lau. I'm also a junior, and I'm double majoring in psychology and health communications.
So we got the icebreaker out of the way. So we're just going to dive right in. So when did you guys start playing soccer? When was, like, the idea of soccer even, like, ingrained? Either of you can answer.
When I was younger, I saw Mia Hamm on TV, and she had the same name as me. I was like, that's so cool. And my family's European, so soccer is something my parents always wanted me to try out. I started playing in, like, first grade, and then I've played ever since.
For me, my mother, she loved playing soccer. However, her parents are very, it's called machistas. So I'm Mexican, and they typically see the sport as a male sport. And my mother, she always wanted a daughter to play soccer, and I'm just following in her footsteps.
Okay. Very sentimental reasons. Also love the Mia thing, because obviously. Perfect. So how did you guys get recruited to Dominican soccer? Like, did you guys walk on? Like, what was that process like?
So it was April, and I was playing a high school showcase, and I was like, I'm not going to play soccer in college. And then my dad had access to my email, so he would check to see, like, emails from coaches, because I was kind of done with recruiting at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw Dominican, and he's like, just promise me you'll visit, you'll talk to the coach and everything. And I was like, okay, Dad, I'll do it for you. And when I talked to the coach, I was really intrigued. I was like, okay, let me come to the campus. And I came to the campus less than a week later, and everybody here was so, like, they just wanted to get to know me. It was such a community feeling, and I was like, all right, I guess, like, I did want to play soccer, and I was like, yeah, this is what I'm doing.
For me, so it was also a high school showcase, and I played for Lane Tech, so I didn't think much about it. Usually when it comes to those high school showcases, it's like shitty teams, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But after the showcase, coach reached out, and he texted me, he called me, he left a voicemail. So I was like, you know what, I'll give it a chance, I'll look into it. We ended up doing a visit, and I fell in love with the campus. It was so beautiful, like River Forest here, the area is very beautiful. And then talking more with the girls, talking with them, seeing how passionate they were for the game, I thought, well, this is the best team for me, and I picked Dominican.
Carrillo is very persistent.
Yes, he's super persistent.
He was like, I want Jocelyn, yeah, I'm going to get her.
He's very passionate, yeah.
So you're from the area then, so Lane Tech, and then are you from the area? Or?
I'm from about 35 minutes away.
Okay.
From Wheaton.
Okay, yeah. So did you guys want to go out of state, or, like, was it just, like, whoever gave you the best offer? I mean, like, when you're playing in college, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I was looking East Coast, and then I decided I kind of wanted to stay a little closer, so I was going to go to DePaul or Loyola.
Okay.
And then I realized that a small school would probably be better for me.
So you were looking at D1s then?
No, I wasn't going to play if I went into the city.
Oh, it was just college.
Yeah, I wanted to do D3 or not at all.
Okay. And then what about you?
My dream was to go to a Cali school because, you know, LA life and all that. My mom, they recently divorced my parents, so it was a financial burden going to college, and I better financially wise, I picked Dominican because it was, like, better benefits, better health and everything for my mom, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, like, awesome, Jocelyn.
Yeah, it is awesome.
What a good daughter.
Yeah, I love my mom.
Aw, that's nice. I'd love to hear it. So, outside of soccer, I know you said you're a marketing major, which I also am a marketing major. Twins. So what made you pick that? Like, what do you want to do with that?
So I specifically went into the marketing field because I saw a lot of YouTube videos, TikTok videos, and I was looking at researches, and, like, there's, like, this influencer that I really look up to, and she's like, oh, I did marketing. And I was like, oh, marketing, because I wasn't sure about the business field, what they offer and all that. So I started looking into it, got some insight, talked to people on LinkedIn, and they're like, oh yeah, marketing's great. I talked to the entrepreneurs here, what are they called, the executive in residence, and they're like, why don't you minor in social media, like, that's a great position right there. And, yeah, I loved it ever since. I love the professors here. They're really great, and, like, they help boost your self-esteem when it comes to the field of marketing.
Awesome. And then what about you, Mia?
So I got into psychology because I personally struggle with mental health, mm-hmm. especially since I was younger, and I never wanted anybody else to kind of feel that way. I wanted mm-hmm. people to have access to resources. So I was thinking of, there's a couple different ones, I'm still not sure, but
yeah,
either being a therapist or working in the prison system helping rehabilitate prisoners, mm-hmm. or one recently that I've been thinking about is being a sports psychologist, because mm-hmm. we have one of those on our team, and she's really helpful, and she's just a really cool person to, like, talk to and go to help if you need it.
Yeah, no, mental health is really big now, I feel like, with most athletes, just because you have a lot of stresses outside of, I mean, just getting to know you guys these past 5 minutes, whatever, you have a lot going on, right? So, like, having to come back here, go to practice, go to games, whatever, relationships, whatever, you know, like, there's all kinds of things. Yes, so we will be getting back to that, don't you worry. So, yeah, I mean, it is a lot, and I think that that's great that you really want to work in that as well. Mm-hmm. So do you guys have any, like, superstitions before games? Like,
this is one I developed in high school, but I put on, so by the time we get on the bus, or by the time we're in the team room, I already have my socks, shin guard sleeves, and, like, and that on. Mm-hmm. I have to put my right cleat on, then my left cleat, and then I put my left shin guard in, and then my right shin guard. And then I pull up my right shin guard and then my left shin guard.
Oh, my God. I'd forget.
Yeah.
I would do the other side and be like, oh, well, oh, well.
For me personally, I haven't played a game since freshman year, so.
She goes, I forgot if I did.
I forgot my superstitions. But I remember because I'm Catholic and I really, like, love to, like, it's called Persinarme. How do I do it? How do you say it in English?
Sign of the cross?
Yeah, I like to sign the cross and
pray to God.
Touch the field just so it, like, gives me confidence when I get on there.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, so you're injured, right?
Yes, I'm injured.
So what is that? What is that like then? Like, do you feel like you're missing out? Like, what do you? I mean, I know you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
It's your ACL. Like,
yeah. I do get big FOMO. When I see the girls play, I really do want to get out there as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
My sophomore year was difficult. It was tough because I was gaining weight. I didn't know what to eat, what to do, what was the rights, what were the wrongs.
Because,
mm-hmm. Like, there's also, like, limitations when it comes to physical workouts. And so because I only could do, what, ab workouts, I couldn't do any weights or anything. I could do arms, but not legs. So it really did suck, the whole process. I wanted to go out there. I wanted to run. Like, that was the big thing. I just wanted to run. But then once I got out there and started running, I was like, never mind. I forget about this. But now I really do want to run because I can't run. It sucks. I can't jump.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, just the physical activity part of it, I really do miss, and I still miss it.
So how have you taken this time, like, with yourself? I mean, obviously you can't be playing with them, so what are you doing with all this time that you have now?
So when they're out in practice, I go into the trainers and I start doing, like, mobility workouts, physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to our trainer. Her name's Vicky. She's been amazing. She's, like, I guess my therapist, as well as Lou. He's also, like, another therapist.
Mm-hmm.
But we just chill there. We talk to him what are the best workouts to do in the meantime, because we do have to still build up that strength before surgery, because once surgery hits, all that muscle is just gone.
Yeah, no, for real. And then also, I know nobody can see Jocelyn, but I don't know what weight she's gaining or where it's going, because it's not going on her body.
Yeah,
and Mia's laughing too, because she's like, yeah, I agree.
It's because we do arm and ab workouts.
Oh,
yeah,
these girls are fit. Yeah. I was like, I don't know about all that, but anyways. So you guys recently just had a game, right?
Correct.
What'd you think of, like, the team that you guys played? Where were they from?
So, St. Norbert is actually the team that knocked us out of the quarterfinals last year.
Okay.
So, this was kind of a revenge game for us.
Yeah, big time.
St. Norbert is, what, 3-4 hours away, I want to say?
Yeah.
So, they had to drive pretty far, mm-hmm. which is fair because we had to do that freshman and sophomore year. We had to go to them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're usually a pretty good team, but we were able to pull out, like, a 5-2 win against them, and it felt satisfying.
Yeah.
Just to be a part of that.
No, I bet. I mean, I feel like once you lose to a game or a team like that, it's like,
mm-hmm.
you got, yep,
get
just
back.
Like that. Yeah.
Get to get back.
So I know we talked about superstitions. Do you guys, like, pick a specific number? Is there like a specific number you need every single season? Oh, Jocelyn's
just like so coming into this, I really wanted number 14 because of Chicharito. He's one of my favorite players. He plays for the Mexican national team, or mm-hmm. he used to.
Mm-hmm.
And someone beat me to it and got number 14. So I thought, get rid of the one, let's pick the four, and it ended up working out because my now current boyfriend was number 4, and he is number 4, so I guess it was just meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Does he play here?
Yes, he plays for the Dominican men's soccer team. I was going to say women.
I was like, okay.
Never mind.
Okay, does he play the same position as you?
Yes, he does. He plays the same position. So I was like, what? Like, what a coincidence. And, he thought it was funny.
You met him here, right?
Yes, I met him here.
Okay. How did you guys meet, if you want to share?
I don't know if we can share that one.
So it was, like, a gathering for one of the men's soccer birthday. So it was his birthday party. And, you know, we all wanted to go cheer him out, wanted to celebrate his birthday. And I was communicating with some of the girls, and I was like, oh, I think that guy's really cute.
Yeah.
So she went and introduced me to him, and ever since that day, we nonstop talking, so, yeah.
Inseparable. Wow, okay. Well, I love that you guys both play in the same sport. I had Ellery on, and she was talking about her boyfriend, aww. So they were doing, like, the same sport. How is that though? Like, do you guys like build up on each other, or like, I mean, obviously he's not hurt, no
yeah.
offense.
but
like, do you ever like tell him like, oh, like maybe you should have done this? Does he like to hear that? I don't know.
Yeah, he's very strong-headed, very sometimes he can be difficult to talk to when it comes to him being heated after a game, but like once that time passes by, it's easier to talk to him because he's very serious when it comes to the game. He takes everything serious. He takes everything like very mentally and focused on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I do try to talk to him when he like is done with all his like anger and frustration after a game, because he's still, even though he does good, he still thinks he did like a horrible job, which I tell him like, no, like you still performed, you did your job.
Yeah.
But he still takes everything very serious. But besides that, like, yeah, like together as playing the same sport, playing the same position, we do understand when we mess up and when we do great. So yeah.
Well, I hope that he's glad to have you. If he listens to this, honorable mention. And then what about you, Mia? Any relationships?
Yeah, so I have a girlfriend. And
okay.
She's
not doing that. Yay! Is it new? No. Is this new?
We just hit our 6 months.
Oh, my God! Round of applause!
Yay! Jocelyn never thought she'd see me.
Yeah, I never thought they would come.
Yeah, but she goes to ISU, so it's a little difficult. But every time I get a day off, I usually drive down there, and then weekends she comes up here, watches my games, we hang out. So
aw, that's nice. Did she ever play soccer, or she did
cheerleading in high school, but okay, she so, never played soccer.
So obviously the same thing, right? Cheerleading and soccer. Aw, that's nice. Well, I feel very single after this conversation. yes. Well, that's great. I'm glad that you guys have your own lives outside of soccer. So what have you used soccer for in your life? Like, has there anything that you've pulled from, I mean, the program or just soccer in general into your student life or outside life? Any values maybe?
Honestly, it's really valuable being a student athlete as mm-hmm. like somebody who works in admissions. Because they usually ask me to go over the part of the tours that have to do with student athletes, or they ask me to talk to, like, prospective student-athletes.
Mm-hmm.
It's also just been really useful because you have friends everywhere you go. Everybody, like, sees you're on women's soccer. They're like, oh, my God, we love you. Like,
everyone knows you.
Mia!
And, not like that. It's because, like, we're really nice. Like, we're a nice program, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And our coach is definitely, he networks a lot mm-hmm. to, like, everybody here.
Yeah.
So people know us. And, like, if we walk around wearing Dominican soccer stuff, we'll definitely get people smiling at us. But it's really useful, too, because you get, like, a set group of friends mm-hmm. when you join a team.
Yeah.
And these are the people that are going to have your backs. Like, me and Jocelyn probably would have never talked because she's a business, like, she's on the business side. I'm on, like...
She's in Parmer.
Yeah, I'm in Parmer.
Really?
Yeah.
So we never would have, like, really crossed paths, but it's really cool that I get to be friends with someone as cool as Jocelyn just because we're on the same team.
Stop it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to need a tissue.
Oh,
this is
so
getting
cute.
So heartfelt.
I love that.
And And then what about you, Jocelyn?
So for me personally, I love soccer. I love the mental aspect. Having a coach being strict on us has definitely helped changing into the workplace. In the workplace, they expect so much of you, and then I already have that mindset, like, hey, everything's this, everything's that. Having those harsh deadlines, making sure that I'm on top of it has helped when working, specifically, like, passionate about the sports, the athletes and everything that I'm into. So translating that aspect into marketing, my dream would be to be a social media manager of a soccer team. So I really do take that into consideration, making sure I know what's the ins, what's the outs. So yeah, I guess that's what I take into consideration of soccer.
Just a little side note with that. So women in sports, let's just get into that for a second, is so, like, not the coolest thing in the world. I mean, coming from somebody who wants to be a woman in sports as well, I think that we need more women that are in the business world, right? And especially sports, and, like, you're also a Latina, so yeah. I feel like there just needs to be more diversity. I mean, I don't know, like, do you have any, like, position on that? I know you're psychology.
No.
So this is, like, totally different, but
I definitely agree. I think a lot of things relating to sports, like coaching positions, you always see men coaching women's teams,
right?
Or never women coaching men's teams. I have a friend who's actually a social media manager. She interned for the Red Stars, which is the local National Women's Soccer League team here, and now she's interning for the Rockford Raptors, which is, like, the it's the team, they send players up to the Blackhawks, and, like, sometimes Blackhawks will send players down, so it's really cool, because she has access to so many cool resources, and it's just cool seeing, like, she's young, so it's cool seeing, like, a young woman being able to kind of find success in areas of sports.
No, for sure. I think, like, you're always having to constantly prove yourself, right? Because we're in a man's world, like, they like to say. 100%. So I think it's a good thing that you guys are really on the right foot on what you want to do. But getting back to your game days, so do you guys have any, like, I guess things that you do on specific game days? Like, I don't know, volleyball has, like, a chant, like a specific ritual that you guys do, or, like, not ritual, but, like, game day thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Team room.
So we're always in the team room. We get pretty hype. If we're at home, we're in the team room. If we're away, we're in a locker room, and we have a speaker with us.
Okay.
So we'll play, like, pretty crazy music. Crazy Frog is a big one.
Shout out Regan.
Shout out Regan, our DJ. But we'll play music as a team. We'll get hype. We'll, like, dance together, too.
Yeah.
Usually on the bus, it's pretty quiet, but as soon as we get off, everybody's kind of, everybody gets excited, everybody gets pumped. And then when we're on the field, we do our chant. The starters go out, and they, like, all high-five each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then after names are called and the anthem song, whatever, we all sprint, like, towards everybody on the sidelines and, like, high-five them as hard as we can.
Okay.
And then we just start clapping, and then we, like,
it's
just
exciting.
And recently we've been singing, like, ole, 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 ole.
I love that part.
Yeah.
Aww. That's nice. You know, I have a lot of respect for soccer players, just because this is a funny story about me. So in high school, I played soccer, right? But it was never, like, my main thing. Like, it was just something to fill. Yes, volleyball. It was never something to be pursued outside, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't know you guys play in rain, sleet, whatever, right? So first game I pull up to, sleet. And my mom was like, oh, it's going to get canceled. I'm like, I don't know, Mom. So we got out there, and I'm like, I got snowflakes in my eyelashes. I am like, I think I'm done. I don't think this is the career for me. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of respect, because it's like you are in these – extreme climate conditions, right?
Unexpected.
Right, and then these injuries. Oh my God!
Yeah,
actually, our freshman year, our spring game was crazy. Within the space of 90 minutes, it was sunny.
Everything.
We were sweating. It started raining. It started sleeting. It started snowing, and then it got clear again. And then it was snowing again. And this was all in the span of 90 minutes. And we're all
that,
like,
is insane.
It
was bad.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand, but kudos, right?
Yeah.
And then do you guys have any, like, memories that you want to share from your season with your team?
I think a very livid memory is tearing my ACL. but besides that, I think coming in as a big freshman class was very exciting. Like, we weren't by ourselves. I think we had, like, about 13, 15 incoming.
13 freshmen, 2 transfers, so yes, 15 total.
So it was, like, a big group, and it was nice coming in together because it was like, oh, these are, like, our sisters. Like, they're going through the same thing, same mm-hmm. passage. And meeting with the seniors, I remember talking to, like, Ashley Ishman, talking to Hoffner.
Yeah.
They were very, like, influential in my experience coming in, and it was tough as a freshman, crying all the time because you miss your family. Mm-hmm. I know I live, like, 30 minutes away, but when it comes to, like, soccer preseason, you're not allowed to, like, go out at all because it's all focused in soccer. And mm-hmm. talking to those people, it was nice. It was like having a big sister because I've never had a big sister. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, the oldest from my family. And I think that was very influential, and it speaks to the community that the soccer team brings.
That makes my favorite memory kind of like...
Mia was going to say, my favorite memory was...
it was, well, like, our first official, like, college game my freshman year. It was my first official game. Coach put me in,
mm-hmm.
and I scored 2 goals. I almost had a hat trick, and it was like, my first official college game, and that's the moment I really solidified. I was like, okay, I can do this. Like, I can be here. I can mm-hmm. perform at this level, and, like... My parents were there, and my parents have done everything. They immigrated to this country for their kids. They, like, have done everything to set me up to be successful. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, looked at them, and I was like, this is for you guys. I did it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is, like, so... Yeah, that was really good. No, yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I'm sure you guys are going to have more memories as your season goes on. Jocelyn, you're junior?
Yes.
And then, Mia, you're a junior. So it's kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty here, which is so weird. So, like, what are you going to do after college? Like, is soccer still going to be in your life? Like, do you want your
kids
to play
soccer? I think I'll play recreationally.
Recreational?
Yeah. And if my kids want to do it, they can. I'm not going to force them.
No, yeah, of course
not. I'll definitely get out there with my teammates and stuff. I'll probably come back for a few games just to see, like, our current teammates play and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it'll always be a part of my life. Like, I work at a soccer store and everything, so it'll always be a part of my life. Yeah. But
I feel like it's so weird, too, because, like, when you're done, it's like, oh.
It's like, what do I do?
Yeah, right? Like, I go to work?
So much free time.
So much free time.
Like, it is. First time freshman year when we, like, as soon as season was over, I was
in
like.
Spring, I was like, what
yeah,
do I do?
Yeah, because, like, year-round in high school, you have at least 3 practices, stop. Games on weekends, and I was like, what
I
do I do?
I wasn't used to it.
I sat in bed. I was like, I need to be doing something.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
That's, like, I think that was a study done where it's, like, with athletes, their adrenaline is, like, way more than somebody normal. Like, that it doesn't have to do something all the time.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're not doing something constantly all the time, it's, like you feel weird, right?
Yeah.
So when's your next upcoming game?
It's Monday right now. Yeah, it's Wednesday against Lakeland. It's at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
It's home.
Okay. So how are they looking? Are they really good?
you don't want to say anything about your competition because you never know. With soccer, it's unexpected. Like, you can be last place, but then you end up pulling up, and it's, like, crazy.
We've been looking at how the teams have been performing this year, and, like, teams that in the past haven't done well have been tying teams that have been doing really well or even beating them, and it's just crazy to look at because soccer, like, what it doesn't matter. You can play great for 89 minutes, but if there's 1 minute you make a mistake, you can lose. So I think it'll definitely be tough, like all of our games are, but I think we can pull out a win.
Yeah.
Is there, like, a really anticipated one, or was this the past one that was really anticipated for you guys? I mean, I know you said, like, it can change, obviously, on the dime, but, like, is there one that you're just like, ooh, this is going to be intense?
So this Saturday we play MSOE, which is Milwaukee School of Engineering. They're very good. Next Wednesday we play IIT, which is they're at the top of the table right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the end of our season for our senior night, we play CUW. CUW is our senior night, And then we play CUC, which CUC is like our cross division street rivals.
CUC.
They've been doing good. So it's, and one of their coaches actually works here. So he's like, every time.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh
every
my
gosh. Time I see him, we're beefing.
He is a spy.
He's my boss. So I gotta.
Really?
Yeah,
don't be too friendly, girl.
I know.
Yeah, him and I have beef on, like, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We just have scheduled beef.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I feel like CUC is, like, the uncoveted, like, rival because they're down the street, which is so funny because, like, I never see them outside of their campus, right?
No, I don't. I don't know what they do.
Do you guys know any of the girls on that team?
Not the girls.
I know one girl. I played high school with her.
Okay.
But I haven't talked to her ever since, so I don't know.
She came to Dominican and that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Did you guys get looked at from Concordia since it's so close? Or, like, was Carrillo on the – he must have been on the ball with you guys, like, because Concordia is right down the street. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't really check my email.
No.
She said, Dad. No. What, how's it looking?
From the showcase, I did get an email shout-out from CUC, but it was, like, the past coach. It was, like, an older gentleman. Mm-hmm. I think, like, the difference between coaches' texts and messages compared to the CUC was very – influential in my aspect of who I wanted to talk to. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think Dominican does a really good job at making you feel really comfy really fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I transferred from a school that was 10 hours away, so I think that was, like, one of my biggest things is, like, coming somewhere where it felt really nice and everybody was so nice. Ole Miss.
Oh,
yes. Nice. So it was definitely very different. but, I mean, I really like the community. And, I mean, I feel like once you know somebody, you know, like, everybody. Yeah. Or, like, they're connected, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
Right.
Like, small, medium community, but maybe even, like, smaller.
I can't go anywhere without saying hi to at least five people.
Right. I run into the same person. And now that I've seen you guys, I probably will see you a lot. And then just, like, the last thing, just to wrap this up, but I'm going to have Carrillo in here. I'm going to have him in here. So do you guys have, like, a message for Carrillo before he comes in here? Or, like, do you have anything you want to say to your teammates, I guess? Or, like, advice?
When it comes to Coach, obviously he's a pro at this, so I don't think he needs any advice, especially when he's got, like, AJ with him.
His best bud.
His besties, they're besties, so I think it'll be easy for you to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then for our teammates, of course we love them. I love everyone. Like, they're so nice, especially the freshman class. They're so sweet. We call them babies, so I love my freshies.
I also, the freshies are so, like, they're just cool to get to know because every year you have a different group of people and every year it can either go really, really well or maybe not so well depending on the people. But I think we just have good people this year. And I think, I love all my teammates. I'm, like, some of these girls are gonna be at my wedding. If I ever have
one.
Besties.
Let's hope. Yeah. You're doing better than me, guys.
they're gonna be there. They're gonna be with me throughout the most important moments of my life. Like, my roommate and I are currently talking about, like, what our future living situation is gonna look like, because she's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually gonna take her number when she graduates. Just as a little.
That's so cute.
Yeah. I'm going to miss you. But yeah, I love all my teammates. I'm excited for a really good season, just to work hard and, like, grind at it. And I think we can do really well.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yay!